I'm Ryan Vasquez, Alabama Public Radio News. A state judge has thrown out a lawsuit from payday lenders looking to challenge regulations requiring a central database to track payday loans. The Montgomery Advertiser reports a Montgomery judge ruled that the state banking department didn't exceed its authority last year by ordering a $500 cap on payday loans and a database to make sure consumers didn't have multiple loans out for more than the amount at one time. Payday loans are short-term loans that have annual interest rates that can hit 456%. Payday lenders say they serve a market that banks don't want to serve, and the costs are cheaper than bouncing a check. Alabamians have a new free way to keep track of the weather. The Alabama Safety Net app for smartphones allows users to get weather alerts from up to four places in Alabama. Steve Turner is the National Director of Government Operations with Barron Services out of Huntsville. They developed the app. He says it can notify the user of a variety of warnings.
We present all of the National Weather Service severe thunderstorm, tornado, and flash flood warnings precisely as they announce them. But in addition to that, if you get into the app, you can select a number of additional alerts that you may choose to receive. Twisting storms approaching, severe storms approaching your area.
Turner says the program is the result of a request made by Governor Robert Bentley after the April 27 tornado. The app is free and can be found in app stores for most smartphones. Sports fans in Alabama will have a new way to watch college athletic events 1 week from today. ESPN's SEC Network begins broadcasting next Thursday. That could be good for the Southeastern Conference, but bad for some local television stations. Steve DiOrio is Associate Director of News and Sports at WVUA-TV in Tuscaloosa. He says they're losing the rights to air Crimson Tide games on their channel.
It's something that we have to deal with. Do we like it? No, but you know what? We've got to move on and try to find some other ways to continue to have some sports on our air and just ways that we can make some money, hopefully.
It's also unclear which cable and dish providers will end up carrying the network. DirecTV signed a deal this week to broadcast the new channel. The conference hopes the network will boost revenue to that seen in other major conferences like the ACC and Big Ten. Now, for a look at the forecast, here's meteorologist Richard Scott.
Good Thursday evening to you. A few scattered storms are possible through midnight, then we should go rain-free as lows fall into the low 70s. For Friday, a few scattered storms expected. The risk of rain, 40%. High temperatures in the low 90s on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The risk of rain actually will increase some over the weekend. Saturday, Sunday, between 50 and 60%. Not a total washout, but have their umbrella handy. Temperatures top out in the low 90s. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.